This is WUWM's Ma'ayan Silver. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has adopted new congressional and legislative maps submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers based on the 2020 census. But the new maps were restricted by an earlier court ruling that will keep Republican majorities in place. Every 10 years after the U.S. Census is released, Wisconsin's legislature draws congressional and legislative lines, subject to veto by the governor. In 2011, the GOP-controlled legislature famously drew up the maps in secret with lawyers to make them as favorable as possible. It worked, as Republicans won 5 of 8 congressional seats in 2012, despite winning less than half of the state's votes for Congress. Fast forward to 2021. The GOP-controlled legislature again drew maps. In November, Governor Evers vetoed them, the case ending up before the state's highest court. The conservative-controlled court ruled that it would adopt a, quote, least change approach. It would allow minimal adjustments to maps drawn by GOP leadership in 2011, in part because it was reluctant to interfere with legislative policy. Within that framework, Governor Evers submitted maps the State Department of Justice argued were more in line with the Federal Voting Rights Act. Swing conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn agreed, writing the majority opinion with the court's 3 liberals. While the maps still favor Republicans, one voting rights lawyer tweeted, they are, quote, fairer maps than we've had in more than a decade. Ma'ayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.